It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
And good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We are going to be focusing on the Tuolumne County Community Development Department and the Public Works Department in this weekend's show. And we are pleased to be joined today by Director of the Community Development Department, Quincy Yaley, and Kim McFarland, the Director of Public Works. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. First off, I want to talk about the Community Resources Agency recently split back. So Community Development and Public Works are the two new departments. Can you tell us what services fall under each? Why don't you go ahead first, Kim?
Sure. So Public Works is comprised of airports, a business group, roads, engineering, fleet services, solid waste, surveying, and our geographical information systems, or GIS group. And the group is approximately 60 very talented people.
And Quincy?
The Community Development Department includes the Building and Safety Division, along with Code Compliance, Environmental Health, Land Use and Natural Resources, which is a new name for the Planning Division, as well as the Housing and Community Programs Department. And we've got about 25 people on our side of the team.
How long ago did this happen?
It was about October or so we took our positions.
And so some people may be interested in your background. So go ahead, Quincy, you go ahead with that one.
Well, I've been working in land use and natural resources for about 20 years, both in the public sector and for private consulting firms. My background education-wise is in biology and also is in city and regional planning. And so the jobs that I've had in the past are really similar, but also have helped prepared me for this role that I'm taking on right now.
And what do you think is your biggest attribute that you bring to the table?
I think working on both sides of the table, both working for the private consulting companies as well as having experience working in public sector, that helps me have an understanding of some of the common frustrations that developers or property owners may have when they are coming into our offices, but also helps me understand the constraints that we have to deal with when we're working with local, state, and federal regulations.
One thing you just said that caught my ear is we hear sometimes, the county's not friendly to new business. What do you say to people when they say that?
You know, I think that there's a perception that the Tuolumne County as a local government has a motivation to heavily regulate both property owners and business owners. But a lot of what we do is really implement state and federal law. And so the challenges that people face aren't necessarily a result of local decision-making, but are being passed down to local employees. And we have to just basically be the bearer of bad news sometimes. So I totally get and understand that people feel that Tuolumne County isn't business-friendly, but I can tell you that we're doing our best and working to always improve to make at least the process smoother for everyone out there.
And what do you think is one of the biggest things that you can do to do that, to make it easier?
I think the biggest thing that we're working on right now is communication, both internally and externally. And so that's a main focus of our work plan right now, is to improve communication both internally on our team as well as to the public, so they're getting clear and consistent information in a timely manner.
Now we'll go to Kim with the Public Works Department. And same question to you in the sense of your background.
So I come from the private sector. This is the first time I've worked in public, and I've worked mostly in consulting and manufacturing for several years. I'm a licensed civil engineer in California, but I have degrees in both English and engineering. And my family and I love the outdoors. We're really into skiing and hiking, camping, and that's why we love Tuolumne County.
And for you, what do you think is your biggest attribute that you bring to the table?
I think coming from the private sector and seeing government through private eyes, I came from Gallo Winery, and we didn't have the same kind of red tape if we wanted to get something done. And it was also a culture of questioning status quo. So that's what we try to do in our new group.
And what do you think is one of the main things that you need to focus on as the department head?
I think it's all very important. I mean, we're working on improving and streamlining processes. I think most importantly, though, right now is we don't want to make too many changes as we start off. We want to see what's working and what's not. We do know that Quincy touched on it a little bit. We do have some improvements to make as far as development. But I can say, talking to other county engineers, that what we do here in Tuolumne County as far as the development process and applying CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, and our local ordinance is very similar in other counties.
Now that you've touched on CEQA, there's a lot of people that are talking about CEQA and saying that it's being used in an improper way to stall development. What do you say to that, Quincy?
So CEQA, as Kim said, is called the California Environmental Quality Act. And the purpose when the set of regulations was initially enacted was really to solicit public input on projects. And that is a really important part of CEQA. But over the years, as development has gotten more complex and more complicated, there's been a lot of legal court cases that influence how we apply these environmental laws on a day-to-day basis. And so I think for the county and for Community Development Department, what we always try to do is step back and look at it in a pure form and really say, what is the purpose of these environmental regulations and what is the context of this project and how can we apply it in a straightforward and honest manner? And so, you know, we're really looking at it from a really pure point of view rather than maybe an opinionated point of view about how things should be done. So we're looking at the science, we're looking at the baseline conditions and really what are the true impacts from a project. And that can be very different from either a perceived impact or just an opinion that someone may have. And so working with both the project proponents and neighbors or people who are in opposition to a project, trying to have people understand the role of the environmental laws versus just the role of our regular ordinance code and the role of decision makers. So it's really about educating everyone so that we're all coming to the table with the same information.
Do you think that it has stalled some projects here at CEQA?
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, I've been at the county for just a couple of years here, but I've lived locally for longer than that. And so I have watched development projects that, you know, there was opposition to, and in the end, some entity or group or a group of neighbors, you know, did end up suing a project. And you know, when you have to go back and look at what the outcome of those things was in order to know, well, was it worth it? Did we get something? And we just look at those. I look at those cases and say, what can we learn from them so that we don't go down that path again? Can we do better outreach to our people who are in opposition to a project? Are there changes we can make to a project during the process to avoid litigation in the end? We tell our developers and property owners that we can't promise any outcomes as staff, but we can promise partnerships. And so we just believe in being upfront, straightforward, and educating people along the way.
And in regards to both of you, how much do you work together, your departments? Kim?
Yeah, I think that, well, obviously, being under CRA, there was a good reason for putting them under one umbrella, because these two groups do work quite a bit. Solid waste, environmental health, development, so on the engineering side with Quincy's group, there's a lot of overlap, and I think we're complementary to one another, and Quincy and I work well together. So the only thing I would add on the CEQA discussion, though, is I think sometimes there's a perception that Quincy and I can actually, you know, we have the authority to change some of the conditions for development projects, and we actually have very little wiggle room, if any at all. And there's even more of an emphasis now, for instance, on my side with roads about having a certain road width. We don't have the same kind of exceptions to design that we might have had as flexibility because of fire issues. So I just want to throw that out there.
We are going to have to take a break here, and we are discussing the county's Community Development Department with Director Quincy Yaley and the Public Works Director, Kim McFarlane. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back in a moment.